blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, and he's been my fourth man in the fire time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood, and one he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior.
Amen. Amen. Good to see everybody that's here this morning. I know our social media platforms are blowing up this morning, I'm sure. Hopefully they are. I want to welcome everybody who's on our social media platforms there. If you had to stay at home because of the weather, I want to welcome you with us also. Whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, be sure to heart, like, share, follow, subscribe. Make comments there. If you've got any prayer requests, please share those there also on Facebook. That's where we'll see those also. You can comment on any of those. We'll look at all those later. And then welcome to those who are on our phone live streaming also. Thank you for all of those who are here in person. Just want to make mention, if you're at home, on our church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com, under the info tab, you can download today's worship bulletin that has upcoming announcements of upcoming events in it. So I want to encourage you to get that downloaded. If you didn't, there are some of these that are at the doors as you came in this morning. Be sure to grab one of those. We've also got children's worship bulletins. We are going to be having children's church in just a little while also. Brother Mike will dismiss us for that, but these are in the windowsill to my right. We've got ages 7 and up, ages 3 and up. Those are also on the website there, and also the prayer list is there under that info tab, so be sure to get that downloaded. If you want the paper copy, they're on the table out here across from the office. So just wanted to make mention of those things. I know the weather has changed on a dime. Well, get ready, it's going to change back on a dime this evening. So because of that, and I'll mention this a little bit later also, we will not have services tonight because it'll be down in the 20s tonight, and anything that's out there moisture-wise will freeze. So stay at home, stay safe, and we look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday. We may have to go through some of this again next weekend, so be in prayer for that. So, Brother Mike.
We've got our own weatherman here. It's like Bob Lobertini of the 70s. If you would, please stand with us as we sing three verses of Are You Washed in the Blood, hymn 136. Ms. Rima.
Have your bulletins with you this morning, and there that you have them downloaded, but you'll see on the screen your picture there of our missionaries of the week, Christy Hall. She is a chaplain, a law enforcement chaplain, who serves first responders across Ohio. She gives them spiritual support and is there for crisis response and ongoing care. She also goes across the country speaking to churches and conferences about the unique challenges of law enforcement officers officers that they face and how we as believers can minister to them effectively. So I want to encourage you to read the rest of her story. She is serving there in Groveport, Ohio. And then also down below that you have our missionaries that are serving there in Moldova. Pray for them as a church is being built there. The partners in that village were hoping they would be complete by this point, but they've had a very wet fall, so that held up some of the construction. So just pray that God will continue to bless there, continue to bring more people to help, as well as bringing the gospel to others as they share the gospel there. So let's go to the Lord in prayer for these. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for the many blessings that you give us. Father, we thank you for watching over us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for keeping us safe this morning, but we know that there are many around us, Lord, in neighboring counties who are experiencing worse situations than we are. And so we pray, Lord, for protection of those individuals, keep people safe. Father, we pray that things will be restored soon in the next day or so here to some of those people with electricity and stuff. So we just pray, God, that you will have your hand upon them to watch over them. Father, in the aftermath, may we be able to minister to them in whatever ways that you would open up. Father, we pray for our missionaries of the week that we come to emphasize now with Christy Hall, as well as our missionaries in Moldova, the Merediths. Father, we pray that you will just have your hand upon both of those. We thank you for that ministry that Christy has to be a chaplain to law enforcement. We know that's difficult in our days especially. And so, Father, we just pray that you would open up opportunities for her as she shares the good news of the gospel and ministers to them. But also we pray that you would just bless that ministry in many ways as she continues to go across the country and share with many other believers about ways we as a church can come alongside those law enforcement officers and support them and encourage them through these times. Father, we pray that you will bless the need that's there in Moldova. Lord, we know that the church is in need there, and so we just pray, God, that you'll send laborers to help to build that church. We pray, God, that you will send more of the gospel forth to those who are lost. We pray for our missionaries that are in Wyoming who are also in need there of some work being done on their facilities. And Father, we just pray that you will open up the opportunity for some teams from our association to be able to go, maybe even some from our own church. So Lord, we just pray that you would bless us today. We want to give you the glory and the honor for all that you say and do as we come to worship you and to hear from your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Let me just remind you, especially if you're at home, that you can go to our church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com and go to the far right-hand side, click that Give Online tab. You can do a one-time gift, a recurring gift. You can give to the designated offerings that are there. You can do that from your phones here in person also, or you can do it with the envelopes that are in the pews in front of you. If you don't see any in front of you in the pews, there are some that we put in the windowsills and at the doors as you came in this morning. So be sure to grab some there so you'll have them for the days ahead. You can also grab the ones for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering as well. And so, and we still don't have that updated total yet in our bulletin. Sorry about that, Ms. Rima. We will get that total to you here soon. So thank you so much for giving towards that. But we do believe we've surpassed.